Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some poison ivy information and give details on our upcoming events coming to McPherson County residents, like the start of the McPherson County Farmers Market starting Saturday, June 1, and our Farm Safety Day Camp, June 5th. But first, for today's Did You Know? As the weather warms, people fire up their grills, grab their tongs, and reach for mouth-watering steaks and real beef hamburgers to create memories with family and friends. In doing so, they are supporting the beef community that positively contributes to the environment, economic, and nutritional well-being of all Kansans. According to the executive director of the Kansas Beef Council, the value of beef to the economy and social fabric of the state is remarkable. Kansas ranks third in the country with more than 6.5 million cattle on ranches and in the feedlots. That's more than twice the state's human population of 2.9. Furthermore, Kansas is ranked second in fed cattle marketed. In total, beef cattle and calves represent 51.5% of the Kansas agricultural cash receipts, and enhancing the spending power in local economies across the state. Kansas has about 45.8 million acres of farm ground. Not all of this ground can be used to grow crops. Grazing cattle is an ideal technique for efficiently grazing grasses and plants growing over the 15.3 million acres of Kansas pasture and range land. These acres would be wasted if not for ruminants like cattle, who can turn their resources into essential protein and nutrients for humans. While all aspects of beef raising and processing are important, producing beef is a delicious, safe, wholesome, and nutritious, and is job one for our industry. After all, producers of beef are also customers of the beef they produce. They are proud of their role in supplying this product that so many people enjoy. And now for Extension news. Identifying poison ivy is important because poison ivy grows in various forms. Most people accept that avoiding poison ivy is good advice, but doing so starts with correctly identifying this allergenic plant. Poison ivy grows in multiple forms with varying leaf appearances. Three varieties of poison ivy include erect woody shrub, climbing woody vine, and ground cover. In the vining habit, aerial roots give the vines a fuzzy, rope-like appearance. As a ground cover, poison ivy is often confused with Virginia creeper or woodbine, while poison ivy shrubs can appear in fields, pastures, woods, and even in our home gardens. Leaf margins are toothed, lobed, or smooth. But note that poison ivy will always appear in groups of three. The leaf size can vary, but the middle leaflet is the only one with a longer stalk and is larger than the other two. When removing poison ivy in your property, KSRE recommends wearing pants, long sleeves, and gloves, and washing your clothes and skin to remove traces of the plant toxins when you're done. I, for one, cannot even get close to the area that has poison ivy without having to go to the doctor the next couple of days. While when I was younger, we used to play around it all summer long with no problems. We do have this fact sheet covering poison ivy here in our McPherson County office. For our upcoming events, we are now accepting vendors for our McPherson County Farmers Market. Vendors can stop by or call the Extension office to get all the details pertaining to this year's market that runs every Saturday from June 1 till the end of October. At our farmers market, we can sell anything Kansas made, from homemade to homegrown items. But remember, plan now to visit Mound Ridge, as their farmers market is already open and is located at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. It is held every Saturday from 8 to 11. For market day information and details, check out their Facebook, What's Happening in Mound Ridge. Next Friday is our deadline to sign up for our Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 5th. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from McPherson County Fire, EMS, Police, and Sheriff, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 24th for our 2024 Farm Safety Day Camp, which is co-sponsored by KSRE and our local McPherson County, Kansas Farm Bureau. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.